KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The class of 2024 is counting the hours until the release of their final exam results. Basic Education Minister Sibuye Kwakhube will officially announce them tonight. Nearly 900,000 matriculants who sat for the NSC and IEB exams will then only be able to access their results tomorrow. Last week, the department got the green light to publish the results in newspapers after the information regulator's attempt to prevent this was thrown out in court. Last year, the class of 2023 achieved an overall pass rate of 82.9%. Meanwhile, the KZN Parents Association's V. Gani says options for matrics in need of financial support to further their studies are available.
The economy is tough. Parents are having a hard time. Especially education is expensive. It doesn't come cheap. Apply for those things. Look at companies that can assist you. Look at family. Look at friends that can assist you. You don't give up your dream because you don't have the money.
KZN Education MEC Sipho Hlomuka will announce the provincial results at the Durban ICC tomorrow. And the UKZN says applicants can expect firm offers from today. The university says it's anticipating to enroll more than 8,500 new students this year after receiving nearly 300,000 applications. In a statement, UKZN's cautioned incoming students not to fall victim to fraudulent registration and admission processes. It stressed that no walk-ins will be accepted at any of its campuses as registration will only be done online. To the US, where the number of people killed in California's wildfires has risen to 24. Emergency crews are racing to try and contain the deadly fires that have caused destruction across Los Angeles. The risk that they'll spread further remains high, with strong winds set to sweep across the city. Thousands of homes have been destroyed. Police in LA have meanwhile condemned opportunistic criminals who are taking advantage of the disaster. 29 people have been arrested, including on suspicion of looting empty properties and posing as firefighters. Jenna Cooper has set up a pop-up center to hand out food and clothing. It's caught the attention of Sharon Stone and Halle Berry.
Every single person has something to give, and they're all giving what they can. Sharon, Halle, 10-year-old children, my landlord, they're just, what can they do to help? They just do it. They open their doors and everybody is throwing their arms around anybody who needs help.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Back home, there's wet weather expected across KZN today. Durban's a high of 24 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 20 and Richards Bay 27.
And coming up in your sports, Orlando Pirates qualify for the CAF Champions League playoffs. United knock out Arsenal in the FA Cup. And we'll give you the latest from day 2 at the Australian Open.